Since the war against Islamic extremists erupted in 2014, thousands of displaced Iraqis have flooded into Kurdistan. The number of displaced is now at 1.3 million, and Kurdistan only has a population of 5 million, says Joseph Merks, the UNHCR coordinator for Kurdistan.
So the absorption capacity is limited, of course, and the moment that absorption capacity is fully stretched, because you can imagine that additional population has to have access to health, to education, to water, to electricity.
In some parts of Kurdistan, 25 to 30% of the people are displaced Iraqis, and Kurdistan is already facing its own economic crisis. Yet, more displaced Iraqis are expected.
If Mosul is going to be retaken, we have to be prepared for more displacement also into the Kurdistan region. And of course, I mean, we need tents, we need emergency stocks, no, to address the needs if people have to flee again from areas that might be affected by conflict.
It's not only the newly displaced who need help. Those who have been living in hotels or unfurnished buildings are now begging to enter camps, says the Baharka camp director.
Well, actually, we are expecting that this issue or this crisis will still continue, and we are expecting more and more families to receive or to provide them with accommodation or shelter. And if you go inside the camp and ask people, actually they have no hope until now. They have no hope to stop this crisis.
Warning of mass migration out of the region, aid agencies are already appealing for more help. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Erbil.